This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
From the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of WFAN here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Sunday edition of Zach Gelb here with you on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to jump on board. You could always get at me on the good old cesspool of Twitter or on Instagram, where I'm always straight flexing at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. In the local baseball world, the Yankees were trying to take 2 out of 3 to go find a way to win a series today. Instead, they imploded midway through the game. Carlos Rodon has done what Carlos Rodon continues to do during his Yankee tenure. And now the Yankees have lost 3 out of their last 4 series. And the New York Mets, they're out in Sacramento, where hopefully if anyone gets injured, as we did see unfortunately yesterday with Jose Siri, but it seems like he's going to be okay. If they need a golf cart, hopefully they have things charged up, which I still can't believe what I saw. But that's the Mickey Mouse organization these days of the Oakland Athletics, even though they are playing in Sacramento. The Mets and the A's, Luis Severino, an old friend, he is on the bump for the A's now. And the New York Mets have Kodai Senga, and we're in the top of the 5th, and there is no score in this one as the Mets are trying to win the series. The Yankees today, it's kind of what they're going to be this season. Now, this isn't a hot take. This isn't an overreaction. This isn't the sky is falling, as now the New York Yankees are 8-7 as we sit here still in April. The Yankees are going to be a good team this year. The Yankees are going to be one of, if not the best teams in the AL this year, but there are limitations in how far the Yankees can go. The Yankees could get back to the World Series this year. Do I think the Yankees can win a World Series? No, I do not. Not the way that they are currently constructed and how the NL is that much better than the AL. And through what we've seen through the first two and a half weeks of the season, it's not necessarily a ringing endorsement on who the Yankees are when I sit here and say, oh, they could get to the World Series. It's more so how insipid the AL is. You know, look at the Tigers. They're a solid team. It feels like they have limitations. I know Crochet today for the Red Sox almost had a no-hitter, but they're 8-9. So the Yankees are going to be good. But I think you need to just find a way to temper expectations if you are the Yankee fan that believes, you know, after what you did the first two series of the season, oh, Juan Soto's gone, oh, no problem, oh, here come the Yankees. The Yankees are going to be great. The Yankees can't afford to make mistakes. And even today, when it was slanted towards the Yankees, and they got off to a really good start. Judge, I thought he hit the ball out in the first inning. It goes off the wall. He gets a double. Paul Goldschmidt makes him pay. They go up 1-0. Then the bottom of the second, Dominguez got the party started. Ascara gets the double. And then you followed it up with the Rice single to make it 3-0. not that the game is over after two measly innings, but the Yankees played well. And the Yankees were getting the other pieces outside of Aaron Judge to step up and deliver and to complement Aaron Judge. And you had Carlos Rodon, who through the early part of this game, through the first four innings, you know, he was looking really damn good. But as the game did go on and mistakes were made, it just shows you how quickly, in a snap of a finger, the Yankees could go from, okay, positive way to wrap up this series, you take two out of three, to now you lose two out of three, and you sit here, and the problems with the New York Yankees that they have and the pieces that they had last year that they don't have this year just shine brighter and brighter and brighter. And when this team is now dealing with Giancarlo Stanton with the two elbow injuries, he's not playing, with Juan Soto in Queens, with Luis Gil out, and we'll see when he comes back, and Gerrit Cole out for the season, this team can't afford to make little mistakes. And the Yankees made too many little mistakes today, even after they got to Logan Webb, one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, early. And, you know, I always laugh sometimes when people go, oh, wins are a meaningless stat, especially for starting pitchers. And I have Logan Webb on my fantasy team. I know nobody cares about my fantasy team. But the fact that Logan Webb got a victory today where he was very unimpressive and well below what the Logan Webb standard was kind of does fit into that notion how wins for a starting pitcher haven't been the way that we used to view them many years ago. Because Logan Webb did not have his stuff. Aaron Boone even said a postgame they would sign for that type of Logan Webb performance any day of the week going up against him. And everything was going in the favor of the New York Yankees through the first, even five innings. I know Jung-Hoo Lee had that home run in the fourth to make it 3-1. But you go through five innings of baseball and you're up 3-1 and Rodon is pitching well. At that point, Logan Webb just exited the game. That's a game, even though it's not sealed, signed, and delivered clearly at that point, that you anticipate the Yankees winning. And things completely turned in the sixth. And it shows you how it doesn't take much for things to change for the New York Yankees and how quickly the game could be going in the Yankees' favor, looking good, looking like a good morale booster, you know, a nice early April season win for the Yankees. And then, boom, Anthony Volpe can't field the ball. Koss has his first base hit. Then Rodon allows a walk. And once Rodon, you know, other pitchers can allow a walk in the sixth and they could survive it, especially when they're pitching that well and they could work around it and they could find a way to get themselves out of a jam. But Carlos Rodon's just incapable of that. He's only going to give you so much. And I'm not crushing Aaron Boone. Yeah, you know, I saw that on Twitter. I've heard that after the game. Oh, Boone's got to pull him. The Yankees have limitations. The Yankees need to find a way for Carlos Rodon to earn his money. Now, I know most of us, we look at Carlos Rodon and we go, he's never going to live up to that contract. He's not worth the money that he got from the New York Yankees. But when you have all these injuries in the starting rotation, which was supposed to be the strength of this Yankees team, you got Juan Soto in Queens, you got Giancarlo Stanton out with both of the elbow injuries, you got Luis Gil out with an injury, and he's not going to be back for a while. You need Rodon to go work through a walk and a miscue by Anthony Volpe. And he couldn't do it. And you have Jung-Hoo Lee, who is like a Yankees killer now, with the home run the other day and the two home runs today. And Jung-Hoo Lee was accounted for four out of the five runs by the San Francisco Giants. And even at that rate, when you take a look at it and Lee hits the home run and makes it 4-3 and all the air goes right out of the balloon, the game's still not over. But the mistakes didn't stop there for the New York Yankees because, you know, you go into the seventh and Goldschmidt couldn't find the way to field the ball at first base, and that allows another run to come in. And that makes it 5-3. So for the first four, five innings, things were looking very good for the New York Yankees. Things were looking like, okay, this was going to be a group effort where you get this strong performance from Rodon. You know, Judge early on played well with the double to get things going in the first inning. You had the other pieces, Escara, Rice, step up and deliver, Goldschmidt. This was going to be a nice group team victory. That's what it's going to have to be for the Yankees. But the moment Volpe couldn't field the baseball, and then Rodon allows a walk. It just imploded after that. And that's the thing with this Yankees group. You look at intimidating names. You look at presence. You look at guys that you see on a team and you're shaking in your boots when you get ready to start or end a series up against the Yankees. Outside of Aaron Judge and Max Fried, because Fried's going to have to be the guy in the rotation, and I believe that he can, and we've seen that so far early in the season, the Yankees don't have names on this team that have a track record of great success that you could sit there and go, okay, when I walk into a series or if I'm trying to go win a series, those are the guys that I fear. And that's where the Yankees do miss a Juan Soto. Obviously, that's where the Yankees miss their ace in a Gerrit Cole. But they don't have those pieces this year. We know Judge is going to deliver. I know that at the end of the game, it got to 2-0. It was a low pitch. I didn't think it was a strike. And he even looked lost after that. And he took the final pitch of the game and he was looking at it. But I'm not going to, you know, just eviscerate Aaron Judge for striking out with the game on the line. That game, it didn't end in the six, but it shifted in the six. And that sixth inning just shows you that this team and the Yankees, which I kind of thought this way going into the season, and not every year, the prediction you go into the season with the team is going to stay true and going to hold through. And hey, we're only two and a half weeks in the season. But I looked at this Yankees team and I said, they could play very well in the AL. They can find a way to win the AL East. They could win the AL pennant again. But this is not going to be a team, if it's the Dodgers, who it will probably be, or the Mets, or whoever, standing in the Phillies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
That are standing in their way in the World Series, if the Yankees get there, knowing that Cole is out, knowing that Soto is no longer on the Yankees, this team just doesn't have the pieces right now. And I talked to A-Rod before the start of the season, and A-Rod told me that he was very confident with this Yankees team. He thinks they're going to be a lot better than what people thought. And he goes, you got to give Brian Cashman the benefit of the doubt, because at the deadline, they'll look at what they have and then they'll go make the move to increase this team's chances. But right now, someone on the Yankees, whether it's in the rotation, whether it's at the plate, that is not named Aaron Judge, that is not named Max Fried, they got to step up and they got to become that third intimidating factor. Because today, it was going oh so well for the Yankees early. And it was almost a moment where I thought I was going to get on the fan today at 5 o'clock and be praising the Yankees and giving them words of extolment, and I like the team effort. But even when they were handed a 3-0 lead and Rodon was pitching well, that game got out of reach and that game just got out of their way in the sixth inning when you have a fielding mistake, when a pitcher walks someone, and then you just have Jung-Hoo Lee who, oh my goodness gracious, with the 2-home runs today, that was something that was very impressive. So a disappointing ending to this weekend for the New York Yankees. And they've lost 2 out of 3 to the San Francisco Giants. They've lost 3 out of the last 4 series. And we'll see with the Mets, who are still in action right now. They're in the top of the 6th. Vientos is at the dish up against Severino. As this will probably be Severino's last batter, or maybe, you know, it could be his last batter at 98 pitches. But this will definitely be his last inning as he's at 99 pitches now. But there is a man on second with Severino on the mound and Vientos at the plate with one out. As that's 0-0 right now. No score between the Mets and the A's. So the Yankees were not able to take 2 out of 3 today. They lose 2 out of 3 to the Giants, and we'll see if the Mets, who are in Sacramento, or as Steve Summers used to say, Sacra Tomato, would be able to find a way to take 2 out of 3 as well. We'll talk Yankees. We'll talk about the lack of intimidating factor in the lineup for the New York Yankees and also in the rotation this year with all the injuries that they have suffered. As this was one today where if you're a Yankee fan, I know it's one game. I know we're sitting here on April 13th. We're not even at the end of April yet, but it is one when you look at the Yankees today, you go, that kind of encapsulates what I think this team is going to be for most of the year, where, okay, they could go on a weak stretch to start the season well, then they lose 3 out of their last 4 series, and it just continues with this team where you know that they're going to be good. But there's a difference in sports in being good to very good. There's a difference in sports to being very good to great. And I just don't think the Yankees are going to be a great team this year. Vientos did ground out, runner now on third. So there'll be 2 outs as there's going to be a little meeting on the mound here. We'll see if Severino comes out of the game at 101 pitches. But top of the 6th, the Mets and the A's in at no score. Phone lines open for you, 888-808-1019. Zach Gelb here with you on the Fan, rocking and rolling all the way up until 9 p.m.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.